everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Eric, I would do it, but I think I broke my thumb at football.
I'll do it for both of us. I got this. I got
the What's Wrong With Wrestling hand signal that we
Andrew
do.
Andrew and yeah. I have had a long day. We played three football games today.
Yeah, I know.
In our flag tournament. Mm-hmm. Got to the finals, so we're very happy out of the whole league. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Shut up. Why are we even talking about this? I don't want to talk about this shit.
And we watched Money in the Bank.
And hey, turns out it's pretty good pay-per-view.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. Shout out to Slamilton while you guys were playing football to come here and start taking notes.
Yes. Thank you very much for that.
Not sprawl around naked in Andrew's bed.
Here. No. I have the notes right here that we missed.
Wait, there were stains.
Usos win, didn't get the titles. Thanks, Eric.
Now there's
great
new
job.
Ones.
Great job.
Seriously? I will slit your throat.
He did like the first hour and a half.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Very detailed.
I came home from football. I was catching up while I was in the shower. I had the network on. So I was determined. I'm sure Joe did the same thing. That's how he masturbates. So I'm sure it was very easy for him.
Come again?
I watched the women's.
And again.
I watched the women's Money in the Bank ladder match while I was in the shower. Naked.
No, that's 100% true. I'm not even kidding.
Me too.
I put it up against the glass and I watched it.
That's exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. How many times did you come, though?
Andrew. I mean, if you don't say three, you're not a real
man. I mean,
man.
It's not. Just saying. When Dana hung from the briefcase, No hands.
When Bailey won and I picked her, no hands.
It's crazy.
Jesus.
I'm really excited because of how good this pay-per-view was.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Sure.
It was really, really good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in.
I would say better than WrestleMania.
Hey, sure. It's not Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Can we just talk about that real quick? That they mentioned the Super Showdown looking like it might be better than WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
That's your own signature show that you're saying that about.
Because that show has the real stars. Undertaker, Goldberg, Triple H.
But hold on. You're telling me they said that after they showed Undertaker versus Goldberg.
Yeah.
That's when they said that.
Yes.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to see this match.
No.
Literally, there's no one.
Yeah. Goldberg's, 15 years ago, maybe.
Goldberg's kid is like, Dad, maybe you shouldn't go to this.
Nobody We're probably going to go this. From best pay-per-view of the year to worst.
Maybe.
Right.
Pay-per-view of the year.
Absolutely.
Saudi Mania, the Super Showdown. They won't even say where it is. They're like, Super Showdown taking place in an undisclosed location.
Yes. Please no flyovers.
A place that literally does not allow women to live.
Exist.
A place that last month beheaded 30-something prisoners, was it?
All women.
Okay, look, we'll save all that for the Saudi recap.
Seriously. Yes.
Yeah, like Joe said, the pre-show match was that the only pre-show match?
It was.
Okay, that's the only thing I missed. But like, yeah, the Usos beat Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, but it wasn't a title match.
Yeah like, A, why was this a match? B, why wasn't it a title match? You know?
Right.
It was stupid. It was pointless.
Makes sense.
Because they needed a match on the pre-show.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the Cruiserweight match was on the main card.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah. Finally.
You have to pay. Finally, you have to pay to
and
watch
it wasn't
the
an awful match. These guys did a lot of flippity-doos.
Yes. Yeah. So we start things off with the women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Right.
And I think
interesting start.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say this is the best one they've done.
I think so.
Great spots.
Because they've had three, technically four if you count the redo after the whole Ellsworth thing.
Yeah.
But I think this was the best one. It was really good. Naomi was dressed like a bee for some reason. I don't know.
For some reason.
Did she cut her hair or was it just up?
I'm not exactly
sure. She has long hair. It looked very short.
But what she came out holding like two letter Bs, right? Or was it something else?
I don't know.
She was holding something. I don't know what the hell that was.
They were like crazy shaped glow sticks.
Yeah. And then Carmella had her green, you know, money outfits.
Yeah.
Nikki grabbed the ladder in the beginning to take out everyone at the beginning of the match. Because she's crazy.
She's so crazy.
A few minutes later, Carmella tweaked her knee.
Yeah, like Mandy kicks a ladder that Carmella's trying to set up on the ground.
Yeah.
And I guess part of it hit her knee really bad.
Yes. And this was weird because at first you're like, okay, is this legit? Is it a work? Turns out it was a work because Carmella left only to come back later and still not win. Like, usually you do that
right
when you come back to win the match.
Yeah, but you have to at least respect the fact that they showed us that that can happen and you don't automatically win.
Right.
So I'm okay with it.
But the problem I have with it is, so Mandy comes after Carmella, like, come after me, like, I'm like, hey, no, stop. And then she does it again. No, I said stop.
I'm really hurt. Stop it. Yeah, right. I think they really wanted
to. And then she just kind of roll, like, Mandy acts like she's going to slam her into the ladder, and Carmella just rolls out of the ring.
Maybe she really thought she was hurt, and then when they brought her to the back, she's like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, maybe.
It's always a possibility, I guess. So, Mandy then tries to slam Carmella. Oh, that's right. That's what you said. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
So later, Dana and Mandy climb up to the ladder, and then Dana freaking hanged from the case for a while, and that was really impressive. Again, Dana's impressing.
Yeah.
You know, she did that dive off the ladder on Raw. Mm-hmm. Now she's hanging from the case.
Yeah.
None of the men even did that.
That's the first time they've done that in the women's.
Yeah. So, you know.
And then she just fell down. Face first on the mat. No? Tit first? No?
Yeah. So their ladder's eventually pushed over. Ember hit an eclipse from a ladder outside to Natalya. That was very nice.
Yeah, like Natalya's in the ring. She jumps. It was crazy.
Or Ember was in the ring, you mean? Or
No. Ember was on a ladder outside and she jumped into the ring.
Into Natalya.
And hit the eclipse.
And hit the eclipse. Yeah. That might have been like a top two move of the night, too.
Right.
Like
three moves. Seriously.
Until the last match happened.
Sure.
When there was top 10 moves.
There were 10 moves.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
So Carmella comes back out. She beats up Mandy. She climbs up the ladder, but then Sonya Deville gets involved. I like that she had a moment here.
Uh-huh.
She knocked Carmella off, and then she helps Mandy in the ring and then puts Mandy on her back. And carries her up the ladder.
Yeah.
That was so cool that at that moment, I wanted Mandy to win.
Yeah, exactly. So do I. That's why I
almost wanted
to. Because Mandy is not little. So you really got to be strong to do that.
I almost wanted Sonya to win, really. Right. I was like, maybe she throws her off.
I thought she's going to maybe for a second. Yeah. I was like, she's going to bring her up there and be like, F you.
Yeah.
And push her off and grab it.
I brought you all the way up here just to push you off.
Yeah.
Sure.
So Mandy's about to win, but then Bayley climbs up. She knocks Mandy and Sonya off the ladder, and Bayley grabs the briefcase. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
You think if Sasha was still around, this was Sasha's win?
Sasha's probably sitting at home like, fuck.
You think this was Sasha's?
What was I thinking?
You think this was Sasha's win if she's still here?
No.
Yeah.
You think Sasha would have fought Becky over Lacey Evans?
No, because that was the night after Raw. Like that whole thing started.
Yeah.
I just don't think so.
No.
But who knows?
Yeah. But that was cool that Bayley, you know, she got a little backbone, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I like the idea of her holding this case for a few months and getting kind of sneaky with it, maybe a little heelish with it.
Right.
But, too bad.
We'll find out later.
Yeah. Because she runs up the ladder and she's like, she's got like a serious mean face.
Yeah.
And then she's like, And then she pushes him. She like cracks a smile.
I'm Bayley. Yeah.
I'm Bayley.
They're just so
she
surprised.
Hugs them and then snaps their necks.
They're just so surprised to see her that they were just in shock.
Right.
They couldn't move.
They're like, you're in a position to win this?
Yeah. But no, it was a really good match.
Yeah.
Next up, we go backstage where we see Triple H on the phone. And I think he was talking to his grandma.
Yeah. I think he said, like, let me call you back, grandma. I think that's what he said.
Okay. We'll have to check the tape.
Check the tape.
Weird.
Sami Zayn walks in and he's bugging him and he's asking where Shane is and... Triple H is like, Shane has a match, so fuck off. But Sammy is scared of Braun coming to find him. And Triple H says Braun is banned from the building. But Sammy says, yeah, I've heard that before. And I need some protection. So Triple H says, you want protection? Tape up your fists. And then Sammy's like,
That's pretty good.
You've had DX. You've had the corporation. You've had Evolution. You've had so much protection in your career, you piece of shit.
Right.
Well, maybe he should have said those things, but like,
yeah.
He's the boss. Maybe not.
Yeah. Next up, we have Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio for the U.S. title. We see Dominic watching backstage like a normal person, though.
Yes.
Not, you know, like to the side.
Yeah, like not like watching, like looking over his shoulder.
Basically breaking your neck to watch the TV.
He's actually facing a TV.
Yes, he is. The match was only a few minutes, though. It was a little longer than WrestleMania, but not by much. Joe went for a powerbomb, but Ray turned it into a Hurricane Rana pin to win the U.S. title.
No, you missed where Ray stabs him in the eye with a dagger.
Yeah.
Then he reverses it.
Right. Joe looked like a monster.
He did.
You couldn't see where this happened.
He was covered in blood.
Like a huge layer of blood and then blood.
Well, it's funny on my Facebook memories, there was a memory of a few years ago where John David Guerra was saying, hey, I've got the NXT, I think it was Dallas Prince that he did.
Okay.
And on there, he has Joe on there, and his face is like covered in blood. And I was like, oh, it's like old Joe from NXT.
Yeah.
Covered in blood, Joe. I like it.
Covered in blood, Joe. That's how I like my Joes. Yeah. Covered in blood.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
So, yeah, Dominic comes out to celebrate with his dad, but then Joe takes out Ray with two Uranagi slams, followed by a senton bomb. While Dominic watches, he was too afraid to get in the ring and fight Joe.
Right. He should have pulled a Mr. Miz and put up his fist.
I guess Dominic doesn't have a WWE contract
like
Miz Dad does.
Yes.
For sure. I predict in the next year, Dominic will be the champion of something.
Right. And he'll fight Nicholas at WrestleMania.
But Dominic's got to be like, what, 18? 17?
I think Dominic? Something like that.
Oh, he's like covered in tattoos.
Oh, so he's at least
18. He's at least 18.
He was like, what, 6 18, 19. When they did the whole Eddie Guerrero thing? And that was when, like 04?
04, 05, so, yeah, probably. Yeah,
20-something, young 20s, early 20s.
Yeah.
They've had two short matches. So they really haven't had any matches.
No,
not a real match.
It's like a non-feud.
Yeah, so this is going to go on for a while.
Long time.
You would think maybe Dominic gets involved at some point, but who knows?
Right.
And then the announcers say that Joe's shoulders were off the mat. So they point that out.
Weird. Yes.
It's not the first time they point that out, though.
No.
No, so not at all.
We'll get back to that later. Backstage, we see Braun Strowman walking around and just like breaking some random stuff, throwing shit around. And we're like, oh, he's going to do something.
So even though Triple H assured us Braun is banned from the building, Braun is in the building.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see what Braun does, I guess.
Yeah.
Next up, we have The Miz versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage. Shane immediately tries to climb out, but Miz catches him. The crowd was chanting CM Punk because the best in the world thing.
Of course.
Shane put Miz in a torture rack into a neck breaker. That was nice. Miz then put Shane in the figure four, and Shane got to the door, and he almost made it out, but he grabbed the chair, brought it in the ring. Of course, Miz, it's Shane with, like, how many chair shots?
37.
37.
Wasn't quite
37 chair shots. Right. And then he gave Shane 36. A skull-crushing finale on the chair. Miz pins him, but then Shane puts his foot on the rope, and the ref breaks the count.
Yes.
But it's no holds barred.
Right.
No disqualification.
That's correct. What Michael Cole screamed at the top of his lungs. Yes.
Which, you don't know, like, why would the announcers go against the referee? Because you can say, well, you're not being disqualified. It's not a hold. Just when you touch the rope, it breaks a pin count no matter what the match is. They could have easily covered it. But instead, Cole goes, this ref's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so are we, because we write this shit.
Yeah. You know why?
The referee was paid off, brother.
Yeah.
Look at the $100 bills falling out of his pockets.
You saw it.
I saw it too. So yeah, why are you contradicting yourself
right.
on a show that you write?
Yeah.
I don't understand. So later, Miz goes for a skull-crushing finale off the top rope, but Shane knocks him down. Later, Miz did a horrific-looking frog splash, like one of the worst frog splashes I've ever seen that Shane kicked out of.
There was no frog to it at all.
Right.
Eddie is rolling in his grave.
Yes. Shane then locks in the triangle hold where Miz's face is right on Shane's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he almost passes out, but he turns it into a pin. In the end, though, Shane climbs up to the, you know, he's trying to escape the cage. Miz attempts a superplex off the cage, but he's pulling on Shane's shirt. And then Shane slips out of his shirt to hit the ground.
I thought this was funny because, like,
he was
just being dead weight to Miz.
Yes.
That's how you do it. No,
right.
They don't show him fall for some reason.
Like
they cut away when it was live. And, like, he fell a good, whatever that is, like a good 10 feet straight down.
Yeah.
But he wins the match.
Yeah.
He wins the match.
Shirtless. Which is the goal.
I just don't understand. What are they doing with the Miz? I don't understand. If you're going to make him a baby face.
Yeah.
How does he lose this match?
He's just losing to Shane. You would think it's setting up a CM Punk return. Because Shane keeps winning and he's the best in the world in anything. Or, you know,
right,
and all that
exactly.
stuff. So what's going on here exactly?
It's like he hasn't taken a pin or a loss.
No.
Since winning that.
And Miz can't win a match.
No.
To save his
Not
life.
Not to save his
when
life.
When he's a heel, he can't lose.
Yeah.
As a face,
he can't win.
Can't win. Just like Dolph Ziggler.
Like Dolph Ziggler.
Next up, the announce team tells us that Mick Foley will be on Raw tomorrow. to introduce a new title.
McFoley.
McFoley.
New title.
Yes.
I've already seen a rumor that they're debuting new tag team titles.
No.
There's no way it's that, right?
It can't be that. That's a new design. Right. I think Mick comes to the ring. He's like, you know, I was hanging out at home, and I was cleaning up my garage, and what did I happen to find but the old hardcore title? And I thought maybe I'd bring it back to the ring to let them fight over it.
And what is he wearing?
He's wearing the Mankind mask, of course. And, he has on the referee shirt that he used to wear with the tie when he was corporate Mankind.
Give me one good reason why they shouldn't do this. There's none. There's zero reason.
And then he's like,
come out as Mankind, Andrew. This is perfect.
And then he's like, we're going to have Baron Corbin fight Drew McIntyre for the hardcore title, which is going to be great for all of us, but not so enjoyable for them.
Yeah. And then Mick Foley does the 24-hour rule, and then whoever wins, Foley just pins one of them.
Yes.
And Foley's the hardcore champion.
Please.
Please.
One of the best things they've ever done was the 24-hour rule.
It was amazing.
With Crash Holly. Crash Holly should be in the Hall of Fame just for that. Gerald Briscoe pinning him while Crash Holly was asleep.
Yeah.
And the ref.
And then Briscoe's like, yes! So great.
When he was like at like Chuck E. Cheese for some reason,
yeah,
and someone showed up and he went through the slide.
Right. Maybe are they that desperate for ratings that they bring back the hardcore title?
Desperate. It's a great title.
No, it is, but if the show's still PG, you're not going to have blood in these hardcore matches. And then it's like, oh, I can hit you. I can hit you in the head with this chair, but I'm not going to. I'm just going
to
hit
you.
Why,
though?
Yeah.
But why does it have to be PG when it comes to blood? Like, it's wrestling. This is what wrestling is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Fox or USA gives a shit.
But they also don't allow chair shots to the head. Well, we always hear it's the sponsors that care. They don't want blood.
I think that's an excuse. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're getting in trouble. They want to be like, I don't know, like real sports. I mean,
the concussion lawsuit's over. WWE won.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we go backstage where Triple H and a bunch of refs find Sami Zayn unconscious and hanging upside down.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of theories here, like, did Braun Strowman do it? I thought that was too obvious. Like, maybe Lars did it.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, Joe said maybe Sammy did it to himself.
I really thought that.
And that's what I started to believe. Like, Sammy set himself up, you know, like Big Cass.
There was one person that made it clear that it was the clear choice, though.
Yeah, Batman.
Batman, for sure.
He's hanging upside down, high up in the air.
His arms are like this.
So Triple H is like, oh, fuck. And then later we go another backstage segment where Triple H yells at Braun Strowman and Braun's like, what? I didn't do anything. And he's like, look, just get out of here. And then Braun goes, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So dumb.
And then Triple H sees Batman. And he's like, do you think you can fight Money in the Bank? What makes you think that? I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Yeah. He tells Braun, he's like, you think just very because good. You beat up Sammy, you get in the Money in the Bank match?
Yeah.
And then Braun's like, isn't that how that always has worked in the history of
that
wrestling?
That is written in the bylaws for that match.
He's like, yeah, well, not this time, schmuck.
Yeah. Now leave.
We had another guy in mind for this, this happened.
I guess that's what, when you think about everything that happens, like, that's why they had Sammy beat Braun on Raw, because they just must have made this agreement with what's-his-face at the last minute, you know? Because Braun was in the match. Why would you take him out?
Right.
For this.
Right.
So, yeah. We'll get to that later.
Hey, Sammy, good news and bad news.
Yeah.
So, you're in Money in the Bank.
You're going to get a big win over Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
But it's going to be for nothing.
Yeah, for nothing.
Well,
literally
else?
Nothing.
What else is this? So, next up, we have Tony Nese versus Aria Daivari for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yes.
Daivari showed up in a Mercedes-Benz convertible.
I guess someone got their Saudi Mania payout early. He's like, look what I bought!
But like, of all the people, he's the only one that got a special entrance in the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Daivari! Yeah.
I mean, Naomi was a B.
You didn't see they changed his name?
What?
Alberto Daivari.
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 Of all the people, Daivari got one. Right. And he didn't even win.
Rio!
Nese won with his finisher.
For sure. Yeah.
But it was still
a good match. Nese even kicked out of, like,
but
Daivari's finisher was pretty amazing. Yeah. Nese just kicks right out.
Yeah.
Like, he drove out the Mercedes, but he drove it, like, barely 1 foot out from the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans for the Raw Women's Championship. Mm-hmm. Lacey Evans came out all in green.
Yes.
With a green sombrero.
Yeah.
And then two guns that shoot out money with Lacey's face on them.
I'm on board.
What's with the sombrero?
Why not?
Like, she comes out, she's shooting money, and she's like, oh, what did you, she's shooting money. And then they get a close-up on the money, and they're like $1,000 bills with Lacey on them. I'm like, oh, it's worthless.
It's worthless.
Well, it's sure. worthless money.
Come on. I'm all in on Lacey. She's so cute. She's hot. She can wrestle.
She is, but this was not her hottest outfit.
Right.
Well, she was she's in had the money hotter. Outfit. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't get I want the, her in nothing.
The sombrero is what kind of killed it.
I don't get the
especially
sombrero.
With the money gun holsters.
Sure.
Yeah.
So as for the match, at one point, Lacey pulled out her handkerchief. Where did she pull that out from, Eric?
The front of her pants.
Her vagine.
The vagine yeah. areas.
Yes.
And then what did she do?
Then she wipes her armpit with it.
Yeah.
And then she shoves it in Becky's mouth.
It's pretty amazing.
So she's got like puss pit.
Is that
like
a new
sweat on there?
Is that has that term ever been claimed?
It's okay. gonna be on our t-shirt official, in a couple weeks.
Official medical term.
Puss pit.
Puss pit.
Oh man, watch out. She's got stinky puss pit.
How did my puss pit taste, Becky?
Yeah.
I'll answer. Amazing.
Yeah. But Lacey.
Can't find her in a bikini.
Lacey Evans. Did a kind of like the Stratisfaction, but into an RKO.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
So RKO out of nowhere.
Pretty much. In the end, though, Lacey rolled up Becky. The ref didn't count for some reason.
The ref just didn't care.
And then Becky turned. And this is the same ref that fucked over Miz.
Yes.
It is. Was it? Yeah, it was the Miz match, right?
Yeah.
With the rope break. And sorry. And then so she pins Becky. He doesn't count. And then Becky turns it into the disarmer, and Lacey tapped immediately.
Like, the second... Like, I don't think she even had the thing extended.
No. She was tapping right away.
And it's like...
yeah. And then after the match, so Becky wins. After the match, the announced team says, like, oh, Becky's shoulders were down. 1, 2, 3. Lacey should have won.
Again, but okay, so I watched after you guys, you know, we were talking about it. And her shoulder kind of came up and came down. The weird part is when the ref, her shoulders are finally down, the ref took it upon himself to go completely around like 360. Because he's like, I only pin girls on this side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then by then.
I have to make sure.
Right. So it was weird for sure.
It didn't really make sense.
But again, the announcers are jumping all over it as if they're not the writers of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Veal Parm ref was not on his money tonight.
Off his game.
Off his game.
Veal Parm.
Talk about Parmesan.
But then as Becky walks up the ramp in victory, out comes Charlotte. And we have Becky versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Which I kind of felt like this is how they were going to do it. Like back to back. Against it's, Becky's wishes.
Yeah. I mean, she, they you know, but they protected Becky, I guess, like in the best way they could. But... Lacey came out, hit Becky with the woman's rights while the ref was checking on Charlotte. Becky got a close roll up, but then Charlotte kicked out, hit Becky with a big boot, and then pinned her to win the title.
Nice.
After the match, Becky attacked Lacey, but the two blondes team up on her. And then out comes Bailey for the save.
Uh-huh.
Charlotte charges at her, but she hits the turnbuckle. The crowd's going crazy for Bailey. Bailey thinks about it. And then she picks up the briefcase, hands it to the referee. The ref starts the match, even though Charlotte's on her back, unconscious.
He goes, Becky, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm ready.
He's like,
Charlotte, ring the bell.
He's like, Charlotte, hands up, ring the bell. She's dead.
That's money in the bank, though.
That's money in the bank.
Why even ask?
That's how Daniel beat the Big Show, right?
It is.
He didn't even move.
Yeah, it was almost like the hardcore. He's like, one.
Yeah.
Because he was sleeping.
Right.
Don't wake up Charlotte. She's all tuckered out.
So Bailey hits.
I wonder how many of our fans get those references when you guys do that.
Right. I overfed these men.
Yeah. So, anyways, Bailey hits the elbow drop off the top rope and pins Charlotte to win the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah. Guaranteeing that Becky can't get a rematch to be Becky Two Belts again.
Well, no, there's no more automatic rematches.
Nope.
Except for when there are.
Exactly.
So you have to remember that rule. It's like kind of like a wild card rule.
Yeah.
It's very crazy.
Well,
and
you
wild.
Couldn't have her hold two belts for a long time.
It's right? That's true.
It's an ace up the sleeve rule.
Or 3 weeks.
You want to have
apparently.
Right.
Yes.
So
did she even defend the SmackDown title once or like successfully?
No.
Not this run.
I don't think so.
Who cares?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So Bayley celebrates with the crowd who held up hugger section signs, so they all knew she was winning.
Of course. Yeah.
And then one fan grabbed some side boob.
He did.
So
did you see that? Like one fan got in there. He's like, "Hey."
Yeah.
Like a little side boob action.
A little creepy. So good for him, but
he's spending the night in lockup.
Hopefully he's been arrested.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
God.
But I like that Bayley got some stank on her hang low or what are they
What?
Hello?
Huh?
So she gets some who?
What? She acted, she's a little tough.
Yeah.
The fact that she cashed in the briefcase and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Seemed a little badass.
She showed she has a backbone.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what.
She had some steak on her ham bone. Is that what it said?
No, yeah. I said her hang low, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that means when you cash in the briefcase.
I didn't know.
Yes, exactly.
She had some stank on her panko?
I was making a joke, but like really it was cool to see that she had like a tough side to her, you know? Like
right.
Finally.
Right. Yeah.
Finally baby.
Yeah, no, we totally get what you mean.
Stank on her panko. What else could that mean?
Yeah. So backstage we see Roman Reigns walking. Looks like he just showed up to the arena.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you have a match.
Who is he? The Rock?
Yeah, well he is. You have a match, buddy. So he's walking.
You have a match, buddy.
And then Elias appears from behind with his guitar, and he's slowly creeping. There's like 10 seconds of this. And why didn't the cameraman warn Roman? I don't understand. Why?
If you were the cameraman,
yeah,
would you warn Roman?
I mean, no, I wouldn't, but...
Okay, the answer...
Not only was there a cameraman, there was also a photographer ready to take pictures of it.
Even the cameraman hates Roman.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Of course. So Elias smashes his guitar over Roman's back and heads to the ring.
Mm.
Elias plays a song. He shits on the crowd.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's it.
Takes a big shit on him.
See ya. He walks up the ramp, but then Roman comes out.
Hits him with it.
Yeah. Did they even play the music?
They did.
They did, okay.
He's walking, and then you just hear, da-da-da-da.
Thank you. So Roman hits the Superman punch, throws Elias in the ring. The match starts. Roman hits a spear for the win.
Right. Roman, are you ready? Yeah, ring the bell. Elias.
No.
Ring the bell.
So like 10-second match.
Yeah.
I guess
these refs brought their D game tonight.
Right.
This was a, Roman squash match.
It was.
But it's better than a 20-minute Roman squash match,
that's
right?
That's true.
100%.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for Elias because he was like on his way to be a top guy in the company.
Now
they just shit on him. They buried him and his guitar his music career.
They buried him in his guitar case. Ugh. They shoved him in there.
Money in the guitar.
And he looked more like Macho Man than ever. Why would you do this to Macho Man?
Right.
Yeah. So next up, we have Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles for the Universal Championship. This match did not disappoint.
No.
This match was really good. Remember when they booked Styles versus Nakamura, and then the first one sucked, then the second one sucked, and the third one sucked, and then finally, I think the fourth one, it was finally a really good match.
Yeah.
Well, no, this one was
I think it was
great.
Just we saw three shitty ones, so in comparison, it had to be good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they had some great spots. You got two of the best... Maybe the two best workers in the company.
Right.
Again,
you can't fuck this up.
Again, this could easily main event WrestleMania any year.
Any year.
But they did it at Money in the Bank in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. It was still a great match.
Whatever.
Rollins hit a reverse superplex into a reverse Falcon Arrow. AJ kicks out somehow. I don't know how he was
Emphasis
even
on
alive.
The somehow there.
Yeah. It was insane.
Seriously.
It was insane. Later... Seth went for the curb stomp, but AJ turned it into a Styles clash.
That was fucking insane.
That Seth barely kicked out of. I think that's the second best curb stomp counter we've ever seen.
Yes.
Second best.
Right under the RKO counter.
From WrestleMania.
But still, that was incredible.
Yes.
In the end, though, Seth hit the curb stomp for the win. After the match, AJ offers a handshake. Seth really thinks about it.
Like, hard.
Yeah.
He even balls up his fist.
But he's the face.
Okay.
But he's the face.
Yeah.
They're both the face.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean...
The face. You're a face. I'm a face.
Every face.
Every face.
He finally accepts. They shake hands.
Yeah.
But great match.
Good match.
Really,
I loved
really,
it.
Really, really good match. It was great. Next up, we have the Lucha House Party versus Lars Sullivan.
I don't see that on the scorecard.
Yeah, that's not on the official.
It's in the back.
Scorecard.
Did you check the back of the scorecard?
No, it's not there.
No, it's not there.
Not even in the fine print.
So the Luchas just come out, with their pinatas.
Uh-huh.
And then they get three microphones and they just start doing like improv.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, we're here at Money in the Bank. Isn't this great? Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
They're just doing random improv. And then Lars Sullivan comes out. The match never officially happens because he attacks them outside the ring before the bell. But he killed all of them.
Yeah.
He finished off Kalisto with a sit-down
powerbomb. He busts them open like the pinatas they carry.
Yeah.
So they're not an issue ever.
Right. And somehow he got busted open and he had blood dripping down everywhere. His face.
Uh-huh.
So
there's
like
four busted opens tonight. It was weird.
Right.
Yeah. I busted too. I busted open.
Yeah.
You just busted.
In the shower.
Open.
So next up we have Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship.
Which this was also a good match.
This was also fine. Very good. Owens hit a frog splash from the apron to Kofi outside the ring. Ouch.
Yikes.
Kofi jumped off the top rope to KO outside the ring, but Owens hit a super kick. Ouchie. Owens rolled Kofi in the ring for the pin, but Kofi kicked out. And then Corey Graves said, Kofi is barely alive.
He did. He was like, Kofi is on life support
yes.
at this point.
Right.
I don't know what can resuscitate him further.
Yeah. Well, later, Owens hit the pop-up sit-down powerbomb, which Kofi kicked out.
I don't like it.
I don't know why he changed it up. Yeah. I guess he wanted to change it up a little bit, but whatever. I think the pop-up powerbomb by itself is better.
Yeah.
Anyways, later, Kofi hit Trouble in Paradise, but Owens rolled out of the ring. Later, KO hit a stunner, went for the pin, but Kofi grabbed the bottom rope to break it up.
Yep.
Owens then went for a senton bomb off the top rope, but Kofi put his knees up and then hit Trouble in Paradise for the win.
Shoeless at that.
Shoeless. That's right.
Why
did
he take off his shoes?
Why
did he take them off?
Because he's Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants, and it's great. Rip off his shoes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. You know, you guys picked Kofi. I picked Kevin Owens because I feel that somehow they're going to get the WWE Championship on Roman by the time they move to Fox.
Yeah.
And you have to have a heel take it off because you can't let Roman take it from Kofi.
Right.
the fans will riot.
They'll burn it down.
They will burn it down.
What if Lesnar cashes in on Kofi?
Hey, we don't even know what's going on.
Didn't Eric? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, Jesus. You can edit that out, right? You can just bleep it.
I'm pretty sure most people are watched the pay-per-view.
Yes. But yeah, you're good.
Anyways, so next up we have the men's. Maybe I'll add a bleep in there or something.
Boom.
Some bars and tone.
Yeah.
So next up we have the men's Money in the Bank match. Finn Balor and Andrade were on the top of the ladder. There was a second ladder going from the first ladder to the second rope.
Planking, basically.
Planking.
Oh. Yeah.
Andrade then did a sunset flip powerbomb to Balor onto the second ladder, which Balor springed off of.
His back hit so hard, he flew up in the air.
He bounced up at least two to three feet.
He caught the briefcase and then unlocked it. I think he was,
unlocked the secrets of it.
It was close.
It was. He almost had it.
Unlocked the secrets of the briefcase.
Yeah. It's funny, whenever someone opens the briefcase, like it's rigged with something, you never see anyone open it with a contract inside.
No, yeah, they never pull out the contract.
When someone cashes in, right? When Bailey cashes in, shouldn't the referee be like, okay, 1 second?
Yeah.
3, 2, 3. 3, 2, 3. Okay, we have a... Hurry up! Hold on,
we have to have the contract signing.
A contract that you can sign. There you go.
All right, so...
Not there.
Oh, sorry.
We need a new one.
And then, like,
they
Bailey...
They don't do that. They just hand them the briefcase and they start the match.
Bailey grabs Charlotte's hand and signs for her because she's asleep.
Right.
You know why, though? It's because the briefcase is the contract. Does that make sense?
But so yeah, does no, she sign the briefcase?
No, it clearly makes no sense.
I need you to sign here. Initial there. Initial there. We need a witness. Yeah. Is anyone one of the guys?
Charlotte wakes up. I'll witness it. Okay, here you go.
You idiot. Oh my god. So later, Ali and Andrade were halfway up the ladder, and Ali did the Spanish fly.
Oh,
I mean, there's
insane.
So many great moments. Later, Corbin chokeslammed the fuck out of Ali through the Spanish announce table.
I've never seen the fuck fly out of someone like that before.
Yeah.
It was insane. It's not something you always get to witness.
Corbin then right away chokeslammed Balor on the side of a ladder.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then he hit Ricochet with a deep six outside the ring. Shit.
Yeah.
That was like three awesome things Corbin just did.
We're liking Corbin a little bit.
No.
And then right after...
don't jump to conclusions.
I'm jumping.
Yeah. It was there was really he's a nice good spots.
Heel. How is he not a good heel at this point?
And then right after that, he got Claymore kicked.
Yes, so, luckily.
Yeah. Later, McIntyre then suplexed Balor onto a ladder, and then he Alabama slammed Andrade on top
not
of
to
Balor.
Not to be outdone by Corbin.
On that ladder. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Then there was a ladder going from the ring to the announce table.
Oh, this was planked.
And McIntyre threw Ricochet outside of the ring. He went flying and then crashed through the ladder.
Ouch.
My God.
Yeah. Ouch.
Corbin then climbed up the ladder. Orton pulled him off and hit an RKO. He's dead. Ali then, at the end, Ali ends up all alone on the ladder. Mm. And he's about to grab the briefcase.
Yes.
But then...
Oh, look, it's Joe's workout playlist. What's the number one song? This is how I start every weight workout. It's pretty good.
Why is yours
different? It sounds like it's in slow motion.
Right.
It's in a little, it's a little slow. It's a little slow. That's weird.
Well, yeah. I am as well.
Mine was better. by the way, we'll get to that later. But anyways, Brock comes out to everyone's surprise.
Yeah.
If you hate Brock, yeah, I get it. You know, we all hated Brock too, but like no one could have predicted this.
No.
Like it was so great. He comes out, he pushes Ali off, climbs up the ladder, and grabs the briefcase to win the match. Holy shit.
Yeah. And then they were like, he's the fifth man. Or the eighth man.
The eighth man.
Yeah. He's the third man.
Right. Yeah. That's how you use Brock Lesnar.
Right.
He's a dickhead.
What a perfect thing. If he shows up with that briefcase, I don't care. I don't care if Hulk Hogan in the 80s is champion. He's losing the title. You're fucked.
Yeah.
You hear that music hit.
Yeah.
And he comes out with the briefcase fresh from the back.
Yeah.
You're done.
If you're Rollins, run for
Get
the fucking gun. Hills.
Man. Rollins, yeah. you
the
should
second
leave,
you hear that music, like you need to have a helicopter team ready to go at all times.
Get a gun, put a silver bullet in it. I think that's the only way
to kill him. Get a young priest and an old priest.
Well, we don't even know what show he's on. He's a free agent.
Oh, yeah.
He could go take out Kofi.
Yeah, no, they never announced if he moved or anything, so I guess we could assume he's still on Raw. You would think they would continue the feud with Rollins, but you never know. They could move him to SmackDown since SmackDown is going to be
the
biggest
show.
Well,
it's funny because it was rumored that it was going to be Lesnar versus Seth at
Saudi. Right.
So what, does Lesnar come out on Monday saying, I'm going to cash in at...
No, that is not the Brock
There's
Lesnar.
There's no way.
That is not the Brock Lesnar thing to do. Hopefully, you know, I don't want to see that match now at the Saudi Mania show.
Right.
Because you're doing this. You have to have Brock cash in or something.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a really good end to this pay-per-view. I thought the pay-per-view overall was really good. I would give it an A.
Yeah.
I went through it while we were talking, but... It's an A. It's definitely an A. Because you have the women's ladder match or Money in the Bank was amazing.
Yeah.
The men's was amazing.
The men's was so good.
The couple down ones were the Roman thing, but it was quick. You can't even complain.
Yeah.
The Rey Mysterio thing, which we didn't care about anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe Shane winning was a little down, but the match wasn't awful. It was a good match.
That wasn't awful. It was your typical
even
Shane match.
Even the 205 match was good.
Yeah.
So it's an A, guys.
Yeah.
This is a fucking A.
Lots of great moments.
It's an A.
A. Yes.
I don't know what else to tell you. Those of you that are upset about Lesnar, I get it. But he didn't win the title. He won Money in the Bank, which is perfect. And whenever he does win the title, I'm hoping it'll just be a short reign.
Right.
And if Rollins wins it back from him, you know, it'll be like he beat him twice and legit. Maybe the second time he could beat him legit without punching him in the balls.
Right.
Be really good. So it's an A for all of us?
A for all of us.
All right. So last thing, we got to get to the pay-per-view predictions. Who's the pay-per-view prediction champion? Who did it?
Let me tell you something. Let me hold up my title here.
Yeah. You got the title.
Because... you know, winning WrestleMania has always been a dream of mine. And,
is it the best moment of your life, Kofi?
It's the best moment of... Well, other than my... no, this is the best moment of my life. The kids are crying.
You have three children?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a cramp. Dude. Oh, I just got a cramp.
We played three football games today. We apologize.
Oh,
it's a good one. It's really a good one. Yeah, Charlie Horse.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. I guess we have no time. He's in so much pain right now.
This is my first cramp on the podcast. I'm afraid to move my leg. Oh,
where
my
is
God.
It? Where is it? Where is it?
On my thigh.
Oh, your thigh?
Eric, it's Eric, usually my calf.
Eric, grab this.
Eric,
grab this,
you have to rub my you have to rub my thigh.
Not on me, on him. Grab that.
On my hand?
Yeah, squeeze it.
That doesn't do anything.
It's a nerve ending. It should take the pain away.
It did.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Thank you, Eric.
Did it really?
Can you rub my thigh now?
No.
My inner thigh?
Is that, your inner
dad
thigh?
Dad never did that to you? When dad get always gets his cramps, he shoves his hand in my face, and I got to rub in between his little finger there, and it gets it to go.
He would always just panic. Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, stop it. You're panicking. Yeah. Just move your leg. Like, you know.
Have you ever woken up with one in your calf?
Sure. It's the worst. Sure.
It's you the opposite
you're
of
you're like 95% sure you're dying.
No,
it's the
opposite. This is it. This is the end.
No, I don't think I'm dying. I think my leg's about to fall off my body.
Yeah.
When you get the one in the calf, that it literally feels like someone's stabbing you,
and your calf becomes like rock hard.
Like I can't see you. I can't see this ghost stabbing me right now.
Go ahead.
It's the exact opposite of waking up from a wet dream.
Jesus. That's what you had to put in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I had to put in there.
I'll accept
it. So anyways, this was an interesting story, the end of this pay-per-view with the prediction sheets and all that.
Let me say, I was up by a healthy lead, 6 or 7 points or whatever. The pay-per-view's about to end.
Well,
we had already kind of conceded that Joe retained, kind of joking about
it. I was out of it.
And Andrew writes Brock Lesnar as a surprise guest.
A Hail Mary.
Whether he thought he was coming out on another match or not, it doesn't matter. He correctly predicted. Let me just read through the things here. Must be an active part of the show. Can't be part of the active roster.
That's not what it is.
Can't be part of the active roster unless it's a surprise return from injury.
Yeah, no. They've been gone for a while.
They have been off TV 3 weeks. It's a genuine surprise.
Yeah.
So Andrew, and in the end, he won by 2 points, getting those 10 points.
Yes.
Literally by the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Yep.
So, Andrew.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. They've been my fucking title. It's mine. It's mine.
And since I won the Money in the Bank thing, Money in the Banking you. Is that how you
better stay an extra the fuck 5 points.
Yes. This belt is pretty heavy. So,
that's an extra 5 points.
Extra 5 points. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Suck it.
So I'm pretty
So Joe cashed in and I am still the champion.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I'm holding it.
I'm pretty sure.
It's mine. I'm bringing it to work.
Pretty sure.
I'm bringing it with me to
you
work.
You made a change late in the week and I thought that was bullshit.
It didn't even matter.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well.
Brock Lesnar, Hail Mary for the win.
No.
I'm out. Peace.
I'm going to allow
champion.
This. I'm going to allow this because.
Champion.
Because that was a great.
Champion. Champion.
Champion.
Bye-bye. Okay. Cover up your faces.
Okay.
Give me my belt.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling?
Lashley.